The Gemara told a story. Kaboyim minei Rav Chisda mirav Huna. Rav Chisda was once with his Rebbe Rav Huna, and he asked him the following question. What would be if you have a Talmud v'tzarech lei rabbi? What would be if there's a Talmud that's walking, he sees Avedas Aviv, he sees Avedas Rabbi, and the Aveda of his Rebbe is an Aveda of a Rebbe that fits all the criteria of a Rebbe, learned Rav Chachmasam Yimenu, but at the same time, he's also a rabbi that's tzarech l'talmidai. The rabbi has to come onto the Talmud. What would be the halach? So Rav Huna, when he heard the shayla, in his mind, he thought that Rav Chisda was trying to say, meaning, what would be, Rav Huna, if I saw my father's aveda and I saw your aveda? Being that you need to come on to me, would I have a chiv of Rabbi Kodem Besanat? Amalei, Rav Huna told him, Chisda, loy tzarech nolach. He says, the whole premise of your question is a mistake. I don't need you. I'm tzrichas li, you need me. Says the Gemara, Adar bon shnin ikbedi hadadi. For 40 years, imagine, there was kpeida between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, v'lei aili l'gabi adodi. Yosef Rav Chisda arbon tanesa mishum d'cholosh daite d'Rav Huna, and Yosef Rav Huna arbon tanesa mishum d'chosh day l'Rav Chisda. So when you see a Gemara like this, you know where to go. Rav Reuben Margolis, in his Sefer, Mechkorim b'darkei Talmud, and this is Mechkar Gimel, it's called Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. So he brings a comment that Rav Tzvi Hershchayis makes on this Gemara, in his Agoyis, Mesechtes Gittin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. The comment is actually related to a Gemara, Mesechtes Erevin, Dav Lamed Ches Amed Beis. The Gemara says, Kad Noch Nafshe De Rav Huna, when Rav Huna left the world, Ayol Rav Chisda Lemir Medarav Adarav. Rav Chisda walked into Beis Medrash, and he asked the steer between two Alachas of Rav. Frank Rav Tzvi Hershchayis, Rav Chisda asked the steer between two Alachas of Rav, Beseder. That's what we do. 2,711 dafin that are moly v'godesh, things like that. Why is it important that this happened kad noch nafshe de Rav Huna? Says Rav Tzvi Hershchayis, I'm going to tell you why. Because ayin bava mitziyat aflam gimel amar aleph. The Gemara says that there was a kpeida between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda for 40 years. And for those 40 years, Rav Chisda did not enter the base medrash of Rav Huna. So, for those 40 years, he couldn't have asked this question. What happened? Kad noch nafshe de Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna wasn't alive anymore. Now Rav Chisda is able to enter the Beis Medrash, and now he walked in and he asked this kasha. But that's the rest of the story. That's why this halacha is kad noch nafshe de Rav Huna, because up until that point, because of the kpeid, they couldn't walk in, and then Rav Tzvi Hershchayis says, v'zeh emes. What I'm saying now is emes l'amitay. That's the pshat in kad noch nafshe. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, quote, Vihine, Lu Sam Rab Tzvi Chayes Lev, La Asher Masru Chachomenu Al Toitsoy Sam Urahu, the Yosef Rav Chisda Arbon Tanesa Mishum de Cholish Taiti de Ravuna, the Yosef Rav Huna Arbon Tanesa Mishum de Choshde de Rav Chisda, Hoye Mefak Fake Ma'oid Ba Amitas Havanosai. Says, I think if Rab Tzvi Hershchayis would have been explained a little more in what the Gemara says, literally in this piece of Gemara, was the reaction of Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, I think he would have questioned the amitos of what he's saying. I don't know if he would have said it with such confidence, this is a MS. Meaning, Rav Chisda fasted 40 Tanesim, Rav Huna fasted 40 Tanesim. Seems strange, they didn't see each other for 40 years, yet they were so tzabrochen about it that they were fasting. So if you're fasting because it bothers you so much, so make up. I don't understand, 40 years, there was a kpeda? It seems very, very strange. But Lamai said some furish Gemara. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, it's a Mefurash Gemara if you read the Gemara the way Rav Tzvi Hershchayis read the Gemara. It's a Mefurash Gemara if you put the comma where Rav Tzvi Hershchayis put the comma. He said, but there's another way you can read the Gemara. Kaboyim inei Rav Chisda mirav Huna. Talmud v'tzarech l'rabbi mai amaleis. And he told him, Chisda, loy tzarich nolach ad tzrichas li ad arba en shnin. You need me for up to 40 years. Why 40 years? Because the Gemara says in Sota Daf Chav Beis that a Talmud is supposed to learn by his Rebbe up until 40 years. The Talmud can't be Oymed al Soif Daito Shal Rebbe. So he says, for 40 years, you need me. After that, Ikbidi Adadi, there was like a shtickle peda because this was an uncomfortable exchange. V'loy Ayli V'gabi Adadi for a little bit of time. But they regretted it immediately. And Yosef Rav Chisda Arbon Tanes Mishum D'Cholosh Daiti D'Rav Huna. And Yosef Rav Huna Arbon Tanes Mishum D'Cholosh Daiti D'Rav Chisda. Rav Tzvi Hershchayis put the kama of Ad Tzrichas Li, kama, Ad Arbon Shnin, Ikbidi Adadi. Obzok Rav Reuven Margolis, that's not where you're supposed to put the kama. And the emphasis, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, he says in the Furish, the way Rabbi Reuven Margolis says it, we'd rather have the luxury of having Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara. But the bottom line is, Rabbeinu Chananel is mefarish the Gemara exactly in this way that Rabbi Reuven Margolis is saying it, and he says, that's why you have to sometimes know where to put the comma. He writes here in Footnote number one. There's three footnotes. We're going to mention all three of them. In footnote number one, says, they're all worth it. Mikan azara lo'isam ha'poiskim, quote unquote. Talmud didam b'simanai pisok. He says, I see gemaras that are coming out and they're starting to put kamas and nekudas and things. Kama mumchois uzehiris tzricha l'kach. He says, sometimes you parch Rav Tzvi Hashchayis. You see, he put the kama in one place and he walked away with Rav Huna and Rav Chisda not talking to each other and having a peda for 40 years, and if he would have put the kama somewhere else, it has a whole different pun in this gemara. He says, I see now this is like a new industry. People are putting kamas and zachen. Kama mumchois v'zehiros tzricha l'kach. The second footnote says, Rav Reuven Margolis. So if pshat in kadnoch nafshe de Rav Huna is not what Rav Tzvi Hashchayis said it is, so why then does it say kadnoch nafshe de Rav Huna? Meaning, Rav Tzvi Hashchayis said, it's a funny zach, when Rav Huna passed away, so then Rav Chisda walked into Beis Medrash, he asked the stira, why when Rav Huna passed away? So he said, Gishmach, because for 40 years, he didn't walk into this Beis Medrash. So now all of a sudden, he walked in, he asked the kasha, but he says, according to the way I'm learning, this kepeda was a very short period of time. They fasted afterwards. So if that's the case, what's the kadnach nashe? So he says, take a look at what I wrote in my sefer, Netzoy Tzayar, Mesechtes Bava Kamad Af Samach Vav. We spoke about this when we learned Bava Kamad Af Samach Vav, where the Gemara says that there was a certain kasha that Rabbi Yosef had for 22 years. For Loi Ifrika, Adi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, but when Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, he was able to answer this question. And Rabbi Margolis said at the time, what was the var? Because a Rav and a Rebbe and a Manik, any person that takes upon himself achrayas and leadership, he gets a sisiyata deshmaya that really is Yosef mikifi yochaltai. Really, where the sum is much greater than its parts. And Rabbi Yosef for 22 years couldn't answer this kasha, but then he became Rosh Hashiva. He had a siyata deshmaya like Dovin HaMelech and all the way we spoke about. And because he became siyata deshmaya, so that's why he was able to answer. He says, Pasha, that's what's going. Kanoch nafshe de Rav Huna, who became the next Rosh Hashiva? Rav Chisda. Oh, that's Rav Chisda had the siyata deshmaya to answer this kasha. That's footnote number two. There's more to it. We'll save that for another day. In footnote number three, says Rav Reuven Margolis, I want to say something else. One more neifach to this whole thing. Rav Huna understood for a double pasha that when Rav Chisda asked him this question, he meant him. That Rav Chisda is the Talmud of Rav Huna, but Rav Huna, Lamais, has to come on to Rav Chisda. I mean, if there was ever a mitamida yoyse mikul, and you think from a Talmud like Rav Chisda, you can only imagine. But says Rav Margolis, I hold that it's not muchach, that that's even what he meant. He says, take a look at Masechtas Menachis, Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. So the Gemara over there discusses Abimi. Abimi Tani Menachis Be'er Rav Chisda. Abimi went to Rav Chisda to learn Masechtas Menachis. Read the Gemara. Abimi Be'er Rav Chisda Tani. Abimi learned Masechtas Menachis by Rav Chisda. This is so good. From Rav Chisda said, Kulfi Tabi Bali Me Avimi. Rav Chisda said, Ichab Gelant by Avimi. And not only did I learn by Avimi, Ichab Gechat by Avimi Yosni. Kufi Tavi Bali Me Avimi, right? Something belars. Pashini Chapetch from Avimi. Allah the Hoshmaita based on a certain Allah Mamish. So what do you see from here? You see that Avimi was Rav Chisda's Rebbe. So if he was Rav Chisda's Rebbe, so why did Avimi Tani Menachis Be Rav Chisda? It's very strange. I thought that Avimi was Rav Chisda's Rebbe. So why is Avimi learning by Rav Chisda? So the Gemara sounds like this. Avimi Mesechta is Akra is Akra. Avimi once knew Menachis, and then Avimi forgot Menachis. V'asna kamid Rav Chisda l'adgurei Gemara. So he went to his Talmud Rav Chisda, who he knew Menachis, and he said, I want you to teach me Menachis. Freit the Gemara, v'lishlech le'v'leisi gabe. Why do you have to go to his Talmud? If he's the Rebbe, you should have called him. He said, come to me. So the Gemara says, Sovar hochi mistayim milsatve. That if he's going to go to his Talmud, it's going to be much better. Rashi says, al tziyagati matzasi tamin, p'chein shmolevitz in his sichas musar says that you see from me, yagati matzasi tamin doesn't only mean how much you heard in trying to understand the var, but any amelus and any agia that a person puts into learning, there's an element of yagati matzasi. Yagati matzasi is if I work harder on the sugyas. No, even going to learn, that in and of itself is considered agia. But al kaponim says Rabbi Margolis, you see from here that Rav Chisda had a Rebbe, Avimi, who had to come on to him. His Rebbe, he was his Rebbe. Abul Amaisi had to come on to him. He learned Masechtas Menachos by him. So he says, Lulei de Mistafina, I would say that's what Rav Chisda was referring to. He never meant to be Mevayish Rav Huna. Why would he have done that? But this is a Mefurish Gemara where we find that Rav Chisda had a Rebbe that was Tzarech LeTalmidei. And that was his question. He wanted to know what would be the halacha with someone like me and Avimi. Rav Huna thought he meant him. There was a shtickel paid that not for 40 years. He fasted 40 Taneisim. Either way, it's such a nafkamina where you put the kama. If you put the kama that there was a kpeda for 40 years, you walk away from this gemara. What? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda? They couldn't, 40 years? But if you know how to learn the Gemara and you know where to put the comma, it's a whole different Gemara. It's 180 degrees. There was a tiny bit of a kpeid. It was a misunderstanding. And Afal Pikin, they're both fasting. Arbom, Tanis. Either way, Megate Vaita.